Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a delight it is to be back again with you and have the privilege of speaking to you one more time about the Lord Jesus Christ. We beheld his glory. That's what John says. He said that the Word became flesh. That's Jesus. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. Yesterday we were considering that there's a number of different ways that we can behold his glory, and as believers, let me urge you that this is... Do you think that getting saved is just so that you can escape hell? Well, I'd ask you, if that's all you think, you better get to know Jesus. It's much bigger than escaping from hell. This is not fire insurance. God has manifest himself to us. God, the Creator, has manifest himself to us in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus. Come to know him, worship him, glorify him, and live for his glory and behold his glory. And there's different types of glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's his essential glory, his moral glory, and his official glory. And talking about his essential glory, that's talking about his divine perfections. From the beginning of his earthly life to the end, it is obvious that he was demonstrating and revealing his essential glory. We beheld his glory. That's what John says. And they didn't understand it all until after the resurrection. I mentioned this yesterday, but listen, consider his birth. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord, do you hear that? The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very afraid, sore afraid. Jesus began his earthly visit with glory, and it ended in glory with his ascension. And we beheld his glory. Have you seen anything of his glory? Have you realized anything of his glory? And then there was his official glory. We see that. Oh, boy, what a story in 2 Peter. Well, it's in the Gospels. Peter refers to it. 2 Peter 1:16, and he says, we haven't followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And he's referring to the Mount of Transfiguration. For the next verse goes on to say, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And did you notice the way that the Bible is using this word glory in connection with the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it any wonder that John says, we beheld his glory? And this is confirmed by the fact that on the Mount of Transfiguration, it says that while he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. We beheld his glory. Do you think Jesus is wonderful? Do you think he's glorious? If you don't, then you're probably not saved. Oh, why don't you come to him by simple faith and behold his glory by the power of his Spirit? And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.